Chapter 4. Romeo and Juliet. There were a lot of people in the theatre that night. Mr. Isaacs smiled his horrible smile and took Lord Henry, Dorian and Basil to their box.
"What a terrible place to find your wife," said Lord Henry.
"I know," answered Dorian, "but when she acts, you will forget everything. The people here, they laugh with her and cry with her. They feel what she feels."
"I understand you, Dorian," said Basil. He was not really happy that Dorian was in love with Sybil, but he knew that, for Dorian, marrying her was better than many other things. 15 minutes later, Sybil Vane walked onto the stage.
"Yes, she is beautiful to look at," thought Lord Henry.
Sybil was small and gentle, with dark eyes. But her acting was terrible. She did not look happy when she spoke to Romeo, and her words did not sound real. Dorian's face went white while he watched her. He did not understand. Soon the people in the theatre began to shout at her. When the play finished, Lord Henry stood up.
"She is very beautiful, Dorian," he said, "but she cannot act."
"I'm sure Miss Vane is ill," said Basil. "We will come another night."
"She is not ill," replied Dorian. "She has changed. Last night she was great. Tonight she was terrible. Now please go. I do not want you here." The actors left the stage, and Dorian ran to Sybil's room. When she saw him, she began to laugh.
"How badly have I acted tonight?" she said.
"Horribly," he replied angrily.
"Are you ill?"
The girl smiled.
"No, I'm not ill. Oh, you don't understand. I was bad tonight because my life with you is better than acting. Because of you, I understand love. I don't need to act again."
Dorian fell down on the sofa and turned his face away. "You have killed my love," he said. She looked at him in surprise and laughed. He did not answer. She touched his face with her fingers and kissed his hand. But he pulled it away.
"I loved you because you were wonderful," he said. "But now, you are just a bad actress with a pretty face. I was crazy to love you."
She moved towards him again, but he pushed her back hard.
"Don't touch me," he shouted.
A strange cry came from her, and she fell at his feet like a dying flower.
"I am so sorry that I didn't act well," she said. "But I will try to. Oh, please kiss me, my love. Don't go from me. Oh, please don't leave me."
But Dorian stood up and looked down at her. He felt nothing. "I am going," he said. "I don't want to be cruel, but I cannot see you again." Dorian came home early the next morning. He walked past Basil's painting in the drawing room towards the stairs. Then he turned and went back to the picture. The light was not good, but he was sure that the face looked a little different. There was something cruel about the mouth. It was very strange. He sat down in a chair and began to think. Suddenly, he remembered his words when he first saw the painting. "I want to stay young
while the picture grows old. I will give my soul for that. Are my words coming true? He thought. Was he cruel to Sybil? But she decided to act badly, he thought. He remembered watching her crying at his feet in her room and feeling nothing. Why am I like this? He said. I am hurt for 2 seconds. She is hurt for life. But what about the picture? It was telling the story of his life and teaching him to love his own beauty. But will it teach me to hate my soul? He thought. No, it was too terrible. He stood up and put a screen in front of the picture. Tomorrow, I will write to Sybil Vane and say sorry, he said. I will ask her again to marry me and try to love her. Yes, I must do this. We will be happy together. He woke up late after a good sleep. He drank some tea, then got up and went downstairs for breakfast. He saw that there was a letter from Lord Henry on the table, but he did not open it. After breakfast, he wrote a long letter to Sybil. I have been crazy, he said. Please forgive me. He wrote many pages, and when he finished, he felt happy. Suddenly, he heard a servant opening the door, and then Lord Henry's voice.
I'm so sorry about it all, Dorian, he said, coming into the drawing room. But you must not think too much about it.
Do you mean Sybil Vane? Asked Dorian.
Yes, replied Lord Henry. Did you see her after the play? And did anyone see you?
I saw her, replied Dorian. And no one saw me. I was very cruel, Henry. But it is all right now. It has taught me to understand everything better. I will marry her. Lord Henry was quiet for a moment. Then he said,
Did you get my letter?
Your letter? Oh, yes, but I have not read it yet.
So you know nothing. Sybil Vane is dead, Dorian. She drank poison. They found her body early this morning.